We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve Sommers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Sommers here, you there, Paulie Rosenberg, Brian Rascona, they on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337. 6666, that'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Monday schmooze, right up until Chris Moore. Chris coming your way at 10 on your fan. New York City. Well, for the New York Yankees, the summertime blues, they had turned into the summertime booze. Hearing it from the crowd, the team on cruise control, stuck in neutral, stuck in the middle with you. Luis Severino was better over the weekend, but the Yankee fan doesn't want better. He wants the best and would love to see Severino, before he retires, to record an out in the sixth inning. Then there was Greg Bird. And you were ready to make him the Birdman of Alcatraz. So criminal were his at-bats, especially those in his most recent bases-loaded situations. The Yankees. The Yankees were doing the near impossible. Looking average, 30 over. Looking mediocre, 30 over, and looking over their shoulder at teams looking more like serious October baseball teams than a Yankee team looking 6 feet under than 30 games over. Well, what a difference a weekend makes. The weekend that was, well, the weekend that was gave you the Yankees that you used to see. And not all that long ago, although it seems like forever and a day, when they were playing such winning, consistent baseball. And, of course, over the weekend, sweeping the Black and Blue Jays proves the sun will come up tomorrow, as it does in places not called New York. There's Apex, and then there is Apex. We're convinced Stanton's Friday night homer hit a rain cloud, causing a premature end to Yankee scoring. And scoring there was plenty of in supply, the scoring, over Friday and Saturday and Sunday. 28 runs over their last 23 innings says the Yankees have risen from the ashes after some 60 or so games making ashes of themselves. Now to get the wounded back and healthy. If you saw last night's New York Metropolitan affair, you noticed that with their win, they have advanced in the Little League World Series. And for those keeping score at home, if the Metropolitans continue to win, it'll be Little League World Series title number 2 for Todd Frazier. The weekend that was gave us a New York football Giants win. And 30 points they scored, can you believe, with no Eli, no Saquon, no Odell, and no real quarterback controversy with Davis Webb as there is with the other New York football team. And maybe, controversy is too strong a word. Maybe more a discussion for the talking heads among us. Maybe more something to figure out, since one quarterback gives you experience, the other doesn't. With one quarterback giving you a chance to win, as in right now, more so than the other, who gives you hope? The belief that he can win for you later on. So, vote now. Operators on duty, 1-877-337-6666 for your vote to win now with either Bridgewater opening day or Darnold opening day, maybe 2019. So, it's not that we missed anything from this weekend. We have just been saving what some of us might consider the best for last. Oh, sure. You have to lead with the Yankees. They are the number one story without a doubt, without question. And just about every single day, they are your number one story. And right now, what New York Yankee fan isn't J.A. happy? Oh, and oh, sure, your NFL, it's here. And we have controlled scrimmages now, and the real thing with those unreal officials coming up, meeting us all in September. And oh, sure, yeah, again, Todd Frazier and his Metropolitans continue to make Williamsport their home away from home. But there was something else this weekend that deserves your undivided attention. Something else from the weekend that just was. Oh, and he is something to behold, is he not? He can blow you away. He can blow you away with heat hotter than the sun itself, reaching 99 on his second to last of 108 throws in a complete game masterpiece. And oh yes, he can paint a corner like Picasso a canvas, changing speeds like you might shift gears. And he not only stands tall on this team, so small, he's this close to Doc Gooden. Two starts behind Doc Gooden for the club record, allowing three runs or less in 24 consecutive starts. And from Saturday, what else is new? Lowered that ERA. Now, it had gone up over his last two starts, but on Saturday, he did lower that ERA to 171. And one he is. And it says here, right on the copy I'm looking at, he's number one more than a Scherzer, more than a Nola. Coming back from the rain delay to further his cause for the Cy Grum Award.
The Baseball Writers Association of America announced their winners of the Cy Young Awards.
As a starting pitcher, that's the, you know, kind of the highest honor you can have.
Struck him out. That's 11 for DeGrom tonight. Struck him out with a curveball. That's 12 strikeouts for Jacob DeGrom. 1-2. Struck him out. Jacob DeGrom strikes out the side of the seventh.
Jacob is so relaxed, he might not feel the stress of those.
And he struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts for DeGrom.
DeGrom hits it. 13th strikeout.
This is Major League Baseball. It's not just going out there and just going to let you run all over them. So Jake is definitely doing something special this year.
On the inside corner, got him looking at a changeup, and DeGrom strikes out the side in the fifth inning. Struck him out. A master at the top of his craft.
Yes, Cy Young, one of baseball's all-time mound greats, who in a 22-year span from 1890 through 1911 hurled 511 Major League victories. More than any other man.
10 strikeouts for Jacob DeGrom. Another wonderful performance by DeGrom.
He always seems to step it up, even when he doesn't quite have his best stuff and there's a runner in scoring position or a runner at third with less than two outs. He steps up, gets the big strikeout.
Struck him out. 9 strikeouts for DeGrom.
I want to win baseball games. Whether I get the win or somebody else, we want to win as a team. So any win's a positive.
He strikes out Jeanette on a curveball in the dirt. 10 strikeouts for DeGrom. And that'll do it for the Reds.
That's definitely something that I would like to win. It's the best award you can get as a pitcher, I would say. So it's definitely something that you strive for and a goal that you try to get to.
Ground ball down to first, handled by Flores. He'll run to the bag and the ball game is over. Jacob DeGrom with a complete game performance, the third of his career, does not allow an earned run, lowers his ERA to 1.71.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to go out there and throw the ball well, but like I said before, every time I take the mound, I want to put up zeros. What other guys do is out of my control. I just have to go out there and do what I can do.
And certainly we thank with ESNY for the highlights, and he deserves a production piece. Make no mistake. Yes, it's the Yankees, the number one story without question. And certainly we can talk with the football and the issue with the New York Jets with Darnold and with Bridgewater and Darnold. But certainly the weekend that was cannot go by without acknowledgement and celebration of a man who has gone at least 8 innings without getting a win 6 times this season, in which this season he has allowed 2 runs or less in 11 of his starts. And oh yeah, he is now 2 behind Doc Gooden for those consecutive starts with 2 runs or less. Tell me that isn't Cy Young material. And Max Scherzer and Aaron Nola of Philadelphia certainly will get their share of votes, but we would like to see, and we do think he deserves the most votes, and we're talking, of course, Cy Grom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.